And welcome back to round 4 of Cinema Wars. I'm DJ Ace, and I have your combatants here with me, Lindsay, and Carissa. Say hi, guys.
Hey. Hello, guys.
All right, and the question today is, what is the best historical movie? This could be a movie about historical events or people or anything that happened in real-world history covered in the form of a cinematic movie. So, Lindsay with the G's, give me your pick.
Titanic.
Aw, you suck.
All right, Lindsay with the K.
Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
That's a pretty good one.
Okay. All right, and Carissa.
Pearl Harbor was my second pick. Thank you, Lindsay G.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, that is very interesting, to say the least. Pearl Harbor. All right, let's get to it. Lindsay with a G, why is yours better?
I think Titanic, the movie by Steven Spielberg, changed cinema as we know it. I think just the cinematography, the storytelling, the whole building up to the tragedy, getting to know your characters, and the fact that it has a incredible rewatchability because it's tragic, but it's not depressing to watch. Well, parts of it, most of it. In the end, it's not depressing. So, yeah, I think that's why it's the best.
Yep. Lindsay with a K.
You know, Titanic, gotta love the movie, but it's a sinking ship there. It's not the best historical movie because Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter, it's a 2012 classic. Let's be honest. For those of you that don't know, Abraham Lincoln discovers that vampires are planning to take over the U.S. and he takes it into his own hand. This is a direct confrontation from the President of the United States against our enemies. What gets more patriotic and more American than that? And what fires up the American spirit more than having your president cutting off the heads of vampires? Nothing. Nothing in the world will get you more excited than that.
Excuse me, Leonardo DiCaprio?
Oh, okay.
I mean, yes! That is a fair point. That is a fair point.
Leonardo.
All right, Carissa, let's hear from you. Pearl Harbor.
Well, like I said, Titanic was my first pick. I'm really unhappy that she picked it before me. Why couldn't you go backwards, Aaron? Okay.
Sorry.
No, I agree with what Lindsay said, but I also think Pearl Harbor was my second choice because just the fact that, you know, if you listen and watch the story, I know it's mainly based on Danny and Rafe and their weird love triangle with, I forget her name, Kate Beckinsale. But the fact that they have, you know, the historical meanings and interactions behind it, like, they have, like, the true story underneath it all. It's just that weird love triangle that happens with it. But Michael Bay, the director, did a really good job with getting a good presentation of the president, of the ships, and of all the drama that went on with Pearl Harbor and, like, just
but is it as dramatic as vampires trying to take over the U.S.? That is a
well,
true question.
Well, I don't
question.
Know. How about thousands of men dying in that flipped over ship?
What about vampires
well, here's,
biting people's necks?
And the fact that
you
can see their fingers coming through the ship and they're yelling for help, that is pretty dramatic. I've had nightmares on that.
I guess that's pretty powerful.
I don't know. Here's my one beef with Pearl Harbor, because I think it's a fantastic movie.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was very well done, except for the fact that a lot of it was, not a lot of it, but like certain scenes, aspects of it
yeah.
were stretched
yes.
from the truth.
Yeah.
For instance, they did not even come close to bombing hospitals. That was kind of, I don't know, it like bumped down the credibility of it for
right.
me.
Unlike movies.
Well, like I said, it was my
Abraham Lincoln
pick,
vampire
right.
killer.
Right.
All right, guys. I have to make a decision at this point.
Choose graphs. I like hers.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
I did this last time I was on. I picked someone else's.
Yeah, you did.
You did.
You always go with the other person.
You have conflicted interests, apparently.
Well, no, it's because I wanted graphs, chick.
Here's the thing about Lindsay with a K. Your pick is completely ridiculous.
No. Yes. What do you mean?
I agree with that.
What do you mean that's ridiculous? You don't.
Boom.
You
not
don't
even
think
real.
Abraham Lincoln
it is
killing?
Not even real.
How do you know it's not real? It's Were you there?
We don't know.
I mean, are you cool with Abe? Do you guys talk?
Oh my
maybe
gosh.
Maybe Daniel Day-Lewis.
Are you guys
like
on a first name basis?
The president.
So
fighting vampires.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's absurd. I'm not going to
vampires live forever and have been around forever.
No,
Keanu
no,
Reeves.
Don't.
Vampire.
So, I like Chris's pick because, I mean, these are definitely both huge historical events.
That's why I chose them both.
But I agree. Pearl Harbor had some stretches to it. And Leonardo DiCaprio.
He was amazing. Amazing.
1990s Leo. Oh, my gosh.
1997.
Titanic was my second pick, but Vampire Hunters,
it was
man.
97, I
so
remember.
So I'm giving it to Lindsay with a G. Thank you for listening to Cinema Wars. And
can
we'll
I, like,
back
share that since that was my first pick?
Lindsay still wins. That was my second pick, so we'll all share
good
it. All
right.
Okay.
Night.
We're all winners.